USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says trade with China has been one-sided for too long, but during a photo op at the White House yesterday, he added, given trade talk progress with Beijing, he thinks it's going to work out well for the U.S.
When you're losing $500 billion a year on trade, you can't lose the trade war. You've already lost it.
Hours later, reports started coming, including from CNN, that China is now increasing its efforts to avoid a trade war with America and possibly expand Chinese purchases of American goods by about $200 billion to help reduce the massive trade imbalance.
The ayes are 54, the nays are 45, and the nomination is confirmed.
Gina Haspel will soon be installed as the first woman to ever lead the CIA. Her nomination to be its director confirmed by the U.S. Senate yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recent robbery. Here to describe the event, a recliner.
So, I'm taking my afternoon nap when suddenly I hear a commotion. As I look up, two dudes wearing ski masks run out the door with a flat-screen TV.
Did you chase after them?
I can't run with claw feet.
Your recliner can't help in a robbery, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property loss. Go to GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly. Satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half. The experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
We have not been told anything. We're just reading stories like you are.
President Trump speaking yesterday saying they're going ahead with preparations for a summit between himself and the North Korean leader next month. Despite reports North Korea is threatening to pull out of the summit because of concerns about continued U.S.-South Korean joint military drills and the U.S. insistence that North Korea give up its nuclear weapons program. The federal government says America's birth rate's fallen for nearly every group of women of reproductive age. John Clemens with more.
In 2017, there were 3,853,472 children born in the U.S., reflecting the lowest level since 1987. One factor may be millennials, who are typically in their prime childbearing years, are choosing to have fewer children later in life. Another factor is that Asians, who make up the largest portion of immigrants, tend to have fewer children of all the other immigrant groups.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
TSA staffing levels come into question as the summer travel season begins. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
The number of Americans flying for both business and pleasure has been steadily rising, and an assistant administrator of the TSA tells Congress the agency is actively preparing for what could be one of the busiest travel seasons ever.
TSA has conducted hiring events at hard-to-hire and high-volume airports, increased advertising and media outreach to recruit new hires, and improved the hiring and new employee training processes.
Assistant Administrator Darby LaJoy told by lawmakers at that Thursday hearing in the U.S. House that airport nightmares of recent summers must not be repeated. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Iraq's first national elections after ISIS defeat called into question by the United Nations.
United Nations Special Envoy to Iraq calling on Iraq's Independent High Electoral Commission to investigate multiple allegations of voter fraud and tampering in a controversial election that left several Iran-tied politicians in Baghdad's highest political offices. The widespread victories for heavily tied Iranian politicians have resulted in unrest for Iraq's minorities in regions such as the Kurdistan region, where most of Iraq's IDPs are living safely, fearing the threat of Iranian infiltration. Iran's presence has been growing in Iraq since the rise of ISIS. The UN calling for an immediate and full investigation of all public grievances.
That's Jennifer Breeden, and get ready for the first holographic phone in the world. It's the Red Hydrogen One, and should be available to AT&T and Verizon users later this year. This is USA Radio News.